This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. On May 8th, Israel will celebrate her 60th birthday. Jews will be holding celebrations all over the world, and Jew haters will hold their own little parties as well. Oh, they'll tell you that it has nothing to do with Jews, and that they're not anti-Semites, they're anti-Zionists. But when they show up to literally mourn the creation of the world's only Jewish state, and talk about the one-state solution to the Palestinian problem, it's not very difficult to read between the lines and figure out that their true goal is Israel's end. And when you advocate the end of the world's only Jewish state, well, you have gone over the edge of anti-Zionism into naked anti-Semitism. But no matter how many morons show up dressed in keffiyehs, they're not going to stop the celebrations. Because 60 years ago, the world failed once again in its attempt to destroy the Jews. The response of the Jews to this tragedy was to rebuild our ancient homeland, because this time we swore we weren't going to rely on the kindness of others to protect us. Because every time we do, Jews die. Hitler nearly succeeded in his goal of eliminating the Jewish population of Europe. The worldwide Jewish population has still not recovered. There are fewer Jews now than there were in the 1930s, and there are almost no Jews left in Europe. More than 80% of the world's Jews now live in Israel and the United States, which brings us to this salient point. Really, who gives a shit if a few Europeans protest Israel's 60th birthday? People from the countries responsible for the Holocaust don't like Jews? Who knew? Far more important than a few transnational keffiyeh kiddies getting their rage on for the cameras are these three words. Am Yisrael Chai. The Jewish people live. And not only are we still here, but we are stronger than ever before. In the last few weeks, people from former heads of the Mossad to President Shimon Peres have pointed out that any nation that harms Israel will suffer great harm in return. I've been saying the same thing for years. Never again will Jews go down without a fight. Never again will we rely on others for our protection. Or, as frequent blog commenter Alex Bensky put it, never again. But if again, not just us. In 2003, three Israeli Air Force jets, piloted by three descendants of Holocaust survivors, flew over the Auschwitz death camp. Brigadier General Amir Eshel, whose grandmother died in the camp, spoke from the cockpit of his plane. We pilots of the Israeli Air Force, flying in the skies above the camp of horror, arose from the ashes of the millions of victims and shoulder their silent cries, salute their courage, and promise to be the shield of the Jewish people and its nation Israel.